now entering the truth zone, deep into the vortex of the information revolution with your host, Michael B.
My name is Michael B., and this is The Truth Zone, coming to you live from North Dallas, Texas, deep within the vortex of the information revolution. And indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly are in an information revolution. The last 2 days, I discussed the feel-good Christianity. How it seems that the Christian churches, all of Christendom, is taking on a more popular flavor of it's cool, just be you, nothing to fix here, just believe and your ticket to paradise gets punched. I talked about how basically Pope Francis is even agreeing to that, saying, you don't even need to believe. Just walk an old lady across the street, help her with her groceries, rescue a cat out of a tree, you know, do nice things, just hug and kiss and coexist, and you got a ticket to paradise. He has religious unifications and talks about the Muslim ideology and Christendom merging together like two peas in a pod. And I'm going to get into more of his insane quotes. Today, though, I'm going to be more political, because I know that you people love your politics. The questions on Facebook really is one. It's ridiculous. You guys have nothing better to do. And I'm not really saying you, my audience per se. When I say you guys, I'm just saying, you know, Facebook universe. You have nothing better to do. One ridiculous question was, a lot of white people listen to hip-hop and rap, but very few blacks listen to country. Is that racist? That's what's on your mind? That kind of nonsensory? And I see so many friend requests for me, and then below that, I see people you may know. And it's 3% this, people holding guns, and war, 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 kill, kill, death, death, death. And you wonder why society is where it's at. How can we strive to a peace-loving society when all we care about is guns, 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 planes, 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 fight, 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 kill, 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 revolution, revolution, blah, 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 blah. And you can't reconcile that. The two can't blend, like Christianity and Islam. My wife and I were talking earlier, and she was talking about an old friend of hers. And she's right. He was on the board of this Unity Church thing. Now, I'm a fundamental Christian, so be that as it may. Plus, he's an attorney. Well, on the one hand, Unity Church sounds to me like unifying all different people from all different backgrounds in a good way, where when you're a lawyer, you're to divide and conquer, to win, you're a success. So she's right. The two don't blend. It's a conflict. And when we say we want peace, when we say we want joy, but then we're obsessed with the military, you're fighting yourselves. You know, we want unity, we want peace, but we want 25 different kinds of genders. Well, God, in his infinite wisdom and power, only made two. Male and female. One has a stem on the apple, the other does not. That's how it works. Stem goes into canal, you got more apples. That's how it works. Nowhere in the animal kingdom are two males and two females raising children. But hold on a second. We're the superior to the animal kingdom, and we've evolved into a superior species. No, we've devolved into insanity. See, the world is insane. And when insanity becomes mainstream, you look out the window, you turn on the news, which I personally don't watch the news. You get what you get. And the more division we have, the more conflict we're going to have. As I said yesterday, Christendom is so fractured, and there's so many different philosophies because those in charge have decided to cherry pick certain scriptures, and this isn't unique, by the way, cherry pick scriptures to give the message they want to give that makes them feel good. It's the same with the anarchists that want to tear down the American government, but you ask them, okay, what are you going to give us in its place? No answer. Because in reality, there is no answer. You see, the established rules and dogmas of the Ten Commandments and of the Ten Amendments to the Constitution, inherently, those things aren't bad. It's our refusal to accept those tenets. It's our stubbornness. It's our pride. It is our innate. I had it and I lost it. It's our predisposed compulsion to rebel. And when we are in a state of rebellion, we're in a state of chaos. And we're in a state of turmoil. Is it any accident that cancer and heart disease are through the roof? Outside of our food and our air and our water being depleted and you could say poisoned, it's what's going on, and my wife is right again, in our heads that causes the conflict, because we're all in conflict. And the powers that be understand these principles. Do you notice how united they are. Several people have been talking about this for several years, that you look at the Republicans, you look at the Democrats, and we're now saying two wings of the same bird. We are starting now to very clearly see the commonalities between both sides of the aisles. They look more united than we the people, and that's sad. If you look at Christendom's hierarchy, they too seem to be more united than the flocks. And that's no accident either. See, I know that in my little church in northern Dallas, I know that my pastor and his wife are being fed and being led in a direction by a much larger church board. Has he ever mentioned this church board? No, not really. But when he has a guest speaker who lived and grew up in South Africa, lives somewhere around Houston now, and he delivers basically the same message that my pastor is giving, there is some collusion there. There has to be. There's no coincidence, because if my pastor and that pastor were working independently, he would have his own original thoughts. But too many times, he's come in, he's given a sermon, and it might as well have been a regular pastor. So I know that they're being fed from a higher up. Could that higher up be all the way to the Pope himself? Maybe. There's conjecture that we, the American people, never truly broke away from the British Empire. If you go and you Google the Treaty of Paris, which, if you don't know, I believe was signed in 1783, and that ended the American insurrection, and the world recognized the United States as an independent nation. You pull it up, you do a control F for find, type in Prince of the United States, and see what you find. I'm not going to tell you. I want you to do it. Also, all properties seized from British subjects had to be returned. Well, that doesn't sound like a separation for me, because I thought to the to the victor go the spoils. And it's the same where how far does the message go? Because when you've got Pope Francis saying, you don't have to believe in Christ, just do good, you know, feel good, basically. Coexist and intermingle. And then you have local pastors feeding you. All you have to do is believe. You don't have to change. You don't have to strive to be like Christ. You don't have to have any guilt, even though the scriptures say, yes, guilt should overcome you. Not to beat yourself up, not to say it's hopeless, not to say you're worthless, but how it was explained in the article yesterday, a godly sorrow and say, hey, I'm fractured, I'm broken, I'm disconnected, Lord, help me. See, like that. But they're not teaching us that now. So you got to wonder, how far up does it go? And that, my friends, is the very definition of a conspiracy. Do you understand that? Conspiracy. And people laugh at that. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Which, if you don't know, the Central Intelligence Agency, now that's an oxymoron for you. It should be the Central Cunning, Conniving, Colluding, and Twisting Agency. That's really what it should be called. Came up with the term conspiracy theorist to discredit those that questioned the Warren Commission on the JFK assassination. You can almost say then that Pat Garrison was the father of conspiracy theorists because he was the only one that brought a criminal trial in the JFK assassination. He was the district attorney in New Orleans, Louisiana. I think he went on to become Louisiana state attorney. I think he did. But he was the only one that brought a criminal case in the JFK assassination. So, and then the term conspiracy theorist was born. So you could say he's the father of the conspiracy theory. What is a conspiracy? Two or more people plot to do something. If my wife and I plot to rob a bank, we've committed a conspiracy to do something. That's all that is. So when you hear pastors give a common unscriptural message, there's a conspiracy. When you start to see two alleged different parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, when you start seeing they've got that in common, they've got that in common, they've got that in common, there's a conspiracy. And it limits choice. But as I said yesterday, whether consciously or unconsciously, we innately know when we're being told something and it doesn't add up. Whether we consciously know what doesn't add up or not is immaterial. The point is the feeling comes over us, and guess what? The seats start to empty out. And that's the same thing with the mainstream media. Why is their attendance plummeting? And it's been plummeting before Donald Trump. And we may not have been able to put a finger on it until now, but we knew. We knew somehow stuff wasn't adding up. And we knew that somehow they were being influenced by whom? Well, we discovered that 95% of the mainstream media is controlled by 6% of the corporate America. We know that now for a fact. So we start to develop reasoning that the mainstream media is in collusion with their financiers to manipulate the news the way they want it to be portrayed. And then some of us, like myself, start to say, you know, I'm going to look at stuff on my own. And that's what I did. I was born a Catholic. I went to Catholic school for 6 years. Stuff didn't add up. Stuff didn't feel right. So I started reading the Bible on my own. And consequently, that brought in two Jehovah's Witnesses to my home, and I studied with them for a year and a half. I didn't become one because they've got holes. And the worst one, in my opinion, as I talked about yesterday, I'm not an end times guy. And look, you look in their history, the world was supposed to end in 1973, and they admitted that a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses stopped paying their bills, ran up visas, had fun, because, well, the world was ending, and, you know, they were believers, so they're fine. And then in the 80s it came up, and then, of course, you know, we had Y2K, oh, that's going to do it. And then we had the Mayan calendar ending December 23rd, 2012. There was even a movie, 2012, and the world gets ripped apart and all that other good stuff. And I'm just laughing because the Bible clearly says not even Christ knows. Nobody knows but God the Father himself when he decides to pull the plug on this deal. So, I'm not an end times kind of guy. And there is a grave penalty for adding stuff to Scripture and from taking away from Scripture. The penalty is clear in Revelation 22. So I'm the type of guy that I think that I'm going to stick close to the vest on this one. And I'm going to stay scriptural. So let's get into Pope Francis. I really want to knock these. I ran out of time yesterday, and I said, well, let's read one or two and wrap it up. But as I was looking at this stuff, no, I got to give you the whole thing. Got to give you the whole thing. So this comes from Michael Snyder, and he's great. Michael Snyder is great. He is a regular on the Alex Jones show, Infowars.com. Alex Jones talks about he's expanding. He's going to have more shows. He's going to have more hosts. Well, I hope Michael Snyder is one of them. I hope he gets an hour a day or a couple of hours a week, whatever. This guy is just good. So here's an article. It's in WakingTimesMedia.com. He wrote it August 26, 2016. 12 times Pope Francis has openly promoted a one-world religion or a new world order. Pope Francis is all about bringing people together. He wants to bring nations together. And he wants to bring religions together. But in the end, what is the purpose of all of this unity? Now again, this is a year ago, so on Sunday, Pope Francis told hundreds of thousands of young people gathered for World Youth Day in Poland that they need to believe in a new humanity. So right there, he's straying from Scripture. Jesus and God never change. They both were, are, and will be what they are now for all times. So right there, he's wrong. No, we're not to believe in a new humanity. We're to believe in the humanity. We're to believe in the construct that the one true God gave us in the Christian scriptures, and, may I add, in America, we are to not believe in a new, evolved America. No, we are to believe and act accordingly to the America that the founding fathers established. This new humanity stuff isn't working. And to continue, and that they should refuse to see borders and barriers. So, you see what he's doing here. He's trying to wipe out all of the nations, yet he lives in a virtual fortress with at least 30-foot stone and concrete walls. And he lives with Swiss guards with machine guns. Folks, if those things don't sound like borders and barriers to you, then please explain to me then like what they are. Every 2 or 3 years, Catholics from all over the planet converge for one of these giant conferences. And as you will see below, the Pope has not been shy about using historic occasions to promote his agenda. Unfortunately, it has become exceedingly clear that his agenda includes moving humanity towards a one-world religion and a new world order. Of course, Pope Francis is not going to use those exact phrases. But at this point, it is very obvious what he is trying to do. If you don't believe me now, perhaps you will see things differently after you have viewed the evidence that I, and this is Michael Snyder, compiled in the rest of the article. Let's start with what the Pope had to say at the World Youth Day Conference on Sunday. People may judge you to be dreamers, because you believe in a new humanity, one that rejects hatred between peoples, one that refuses to see borders and barriers, and can cherish its own traditions without being self-centered or small-minded, Francis told his flock. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You know, Katy Perry said recently, can't we all just love up on each other? Can't we all just coexist? You know, Miss Perry, the ones that you want to love up on and coexist with you, they want to gang rape you and kill you. Because you are a dirty, evil infidel. That's not me saying it. That's them saying it. How are the open borders in Western Europe working out? Not too well. And again, here's the Pope preaching open borders and no barriers, hugging and kissing everybody, and he lives in a fortress. Same thing with Obamacare. The politicians force their will upon us, but they've got health insurance separate from us. Al Gore and Leonardo DiCaprio talk about carbon footprints and how we have to be taxed if we don't submit to their regulations, but they've got 5-10 houses. They fly all over the world back and forth just to attend parties and award dinners. But we have to be mindful of our carbon footprint. What does that tell you? So by itself, Pope Francis' statement is not that dramatic. But when you put it into the context of everything else Pope Francis has done, you see, you peel the onion back, and said over the past couple of years, a clear pattern begins to emerge. So we have a timeline, and I know, I believe I read this one yesterday. May 2016, Pope Francis welcomed one of the top Sunni clerics in the world to the Vatican, and he reportedly told the cleric that our meeting is a message, and mainstream news outlets all over the planet clearly understood what was being communicated. For example, the Daily Mail article about this meeting was entitled, Pope Francis I'm sorry, Pope embraces Grand Imam at historic Vatican meeting in a bid to bring the Catholic and Muslim churches together. January 2016, the Vatican releases an extremely disturbing video in which Pope Francis declares that all of the major world religions are seeking God or meeting God in different ways. Well, I beg to differ. And that ultimately, we all are children of God. Well, again, I'm going to refer you to Matthew 21:23. We all don't get a free ticket. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Well, what is that will? That will is specific to the Christian scriptures. And I said it. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Worship him in that way. That's the first several of the Ten Commandments. And then the rest follow under the umbrella of love one another as I have loved you. The Quran doesn't say that. We know what the Quran says. Purposefully deceive the infidel, and then basically, when he's at his most vulnerable, strike to kill. Right? The Hebrew scriptures, which the Jews don't do anymore, a woman commits adultery, she and the man stoned to death. A woman lies down with another woman, a man lies down with another man, stoned to death. Christian scriptures say, even though those kinds of people deserve to die, they don't. Right, because it's not our place, it's God's place to handle that endeavor. So, what's the will of God then? Many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Well, how does that fit into, well, everybody's doing it in different ways. They're seeking God in different ways. So, they're good. Well, the scripture says, even though, well, we've prophesied in your name, we even did miracles and wonders in your name. But Jesus will declare to them, well, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So not even the one that declares himself to be a believer, but still practices lawlessness, not even that person is accepted by Christ. So then, how much more so is the unbeliever, the ones doing it from all different directions? How do they get in? How does their ticket get punched? It doesn't. Because if you practice lawlessness, you're out. I'll say it again. Whether you profess believing or whether you try to take another route, if you're practicing lawlessness, you're out. And if there are no laws, how can you practice lawlessness? Aha! There has to be laws. Which is why Christ said, I did not come down here to do away with the law. I came down here to fulfill the law. And he did. Right up to his dying day, he never denounced God. He never gave in to the devil's temptation of doing obeisance to him. He worshiped God with his whole heart, mind, and soul. And he loved as his Father loves him to the day he died. So, Christ indeed, and I know I'm going on the spiritual tangent again, but I just have to. Because it all ties in to Pope Francis, totally an agent of the New World Order, totally a conspiracy individual. And again, he's passing this stuff down. It's leaking. It's leaking all over Christendom like a sieve, right? It's leaking. And it's leaking into our government. And I will get into that shortly. So, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Well, the unbeliever and the believer that is practicing lawlessness ain't getting the ticket punched. The Vatican, January 2016. Again, so the video also featured leaders from various major religions, and they are shown declaring fidelity to their particular gods. First, we see a female Buddhist cleric tell us, "I have confidence in the Buddha." And that is followed by a Jewish rabbi declaring, "I believe in God." As the videos go on, a Catholic priest says, "Well, I believe in Jesus Christ." And last of all, an Islamic leader boldly declares, "I believe in God, Allah." Now, if you haven't seen the video yet, you can watch the entire thing. I guess there's a link. And so I could post the article later and you can check it out if you want. If they're watching that video, nobody can deny that the Vatican is openly promoting a one-world religion. Jehovah, or Yahweh if you prefer, made it clear. You shall not worship any other god but me. By Pope Francis, the alleged leader of Christendom, attending a conference of a multi-religious faction, and being in a conference where false gods, well, I mean, the Jewish rabbi, and we share the same God, I get that, but the Buddhists and the Muslims and whoever else was there, praising their false god. Sorry, Pope, you're in the wrong joint. Now, if he went there to evangelize in Jesus' name and try to get these people to come in as a believer, that's one thing. But to advocate with these people, to go along with these people, that is unscriptural, and that is a conspiracy to blend us and to take and confuse his flock. November 2015, Pope Francis declared that fundamentalism, even Christian fundamentalism, is a sickness. During remarks in which he stressed the similarity of the major religions. See, that is gross, gross blasphemy. Here's why there are similarities in the major religions. Okay, first of all, it is recognized worldwide that Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, in that historical order, are the three most major religions by population, right? Well, let's examine that. God the Father is the same God of the Jew and of the Christian. Christ we recognize as God's only begotten Son, firstborn of creation, God the Father's creation, and then through Jesus all things have been created, which is why when we pray, we say in Jesus' name, Amen, because to get to God the Father, you got to go through Jesus Christ. So naturally, sharing the same Father God, we would have similarities. In Islam, Muhammad stole from both what we call the Old and the New Testament. He manipulated, he plagiarized, and then he twisted and turned for his own gain. And really, not for his gain, but for Satan's. Muhammad was possessed by a demon. One of his wives told him, well, tell everybody that it was Gabriel, God's messenger, that approached you, which was untrue. And for more on that, you can go into my archives and check out the 5-part series on Islam, the religion of Satan. So naturally, Muhammad stole things from our holy scriptures. So yeah, there would be similarities. Now, since Satan, before he rebelled, was a very high up archangel in God's heavenly realm, obviously he knew God intimately. And yeah, I'm going to say it, when he worked to confuse man, which is why Jehovah pulled Abram, who is now Abraham, out of Mesopotamia, sent him west into the land of Canaan to start a new people, which we know as the Israelites. But Satan confused man and gave him these pagan, pre-Christian, false ideologies. So, since all these fake pagan ideologies came from one source, Lucifer, yeah, there would be similarities. The trained eye, after seeing it enough times, can pick out a Picasso a mile away. Eh, that's a Picasso. Go down the street, hey, that's another Picasso. Let's say Picasso made 100 paintings. I don't know exactly how many he made. Let's say 100. All 100 Picassos are going to have their own uniquenesses, right? However, because it's from the same artist, you're going to be able to spot a Picasso a mile away, because it cannot be helped that there are going to be similarities in all 100 paintings because they came from one source. But you read the Christian scriptures and then you read anything else that they call spiritual, I'm telling you, you will not find that these major religions are similar. Just like many countries use the term republic, use the term democracy in their titles, but you look at the republic form of government in the United States and its 10 commandments that we know as the amendments, and ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing like it on this planet. naturally, coming out of Britain, we would have similarities to British common law. And since Britain came out of the Roman Empire, their common law would have similarities to the Justinian Code. Which the Emperor Justin wrote in his own words that his code of laws and ethics were inspired from Christianity. Amen. No, Pope Francis, fundamentalism, which means adhering to scripture or Christian scriptures, is not a sickness. It's a healing. You, sir, are the sickness. You are the cancer. September 2015, Pope Francis traveled to New York City to deliver a speech that kicked off a conference during the United Nations unveiled a new universal agenda for humanity. September 2015, during a stop at St. Patrick's Cathedral, Pope Francis stressed the unity between Christianity and Islam. These words were directly spoken by him. I would like to express two sentiments for my Muslim brothers and sisters. That's ridiculous. Firstly, my greetings as they celebrate the Feast of Sacrifice. Oh, you mean Ramadan, where they ramp up the killings? You know that happened. I gave you the daily roll call. Week after week after week, how they ramped up the terrorism and the brutal killings during their Feast of Sacrifice. Yeah, you know what they did? Let me tell you what they did. They sacrificed human beings to their sick, satanic god, Allah. And that brings me quickly. And I'm glad my wife is on the phone because I don't want to hurt her feelings, but, you know, she's lost. She was telling me yesterday how today is a certain beginning. And that beginning comes from the Mayan calendar. So I looked up the Mayans, and I looked up other South American. See, I already knew. Because I know. These people sacrificed children to their false pagan gods. That's what they did. When they built a religious building, they murdered children and put their corpses underneath those buildings in their foundation to their gods. Fast forward to 2017, the Muslims are doing the same thing. They're murdering men, women, and children. And thank you, Pope Francis, you uncovered the demonic torture of these people, and you don't even know that you did it. My greetings as they celebrate the Feast of Sacrifice. Now, I understand this is September 2015, so it wasn't, this part isn't Ramadan, but look what they did during Ramadan, and that was a feast of sacrifice, wasn't it? They sacrificed feasting, didn't they? They didn't eat till sundown. They didn't make love to their wives. They should have. Maybe that's why they killed more people than ever, because they were all backed up. So let's see what happens in September of 2017. Let's see if the terrorism ramps up again, like they did in Ramadan. He continues, my sentiments of closeness, my sentiments of closeness in the face of tragedy. The tragedy they suffered in Mecca. What sufferings did the Muslims suffer in Mecca? Muhammad went to Mecca, and when Christians and Jews refused to submit to his false religion, he killed them all, and the ones he didn't kill, he enslaved. So, who suffered tragedy? Christians and Jews. And here's Pope Francis sucking up to the Muslims. You know why? Because the Muslims want a worldwide caliphate. So you know what? It is no surprise that Pope Francis, leader of the pagan, heathen, sick Roman Catholic Church, would want to meld with Islam. They both do pedophilia. They both do child molestations. They both have killed. They've slaughtered. Pope Francis thinks he is the, and he's the human, he's the one-way direct pipeline to God. Just like, whoa, all things go through Muhammad the prophet. You get it? So when people have said that the Catholic Church created Islam, conspiracy. You know what? Maybe the Catholic Church did, but let me tell you something. Pope Francis, you don't speak for me. You don't speak for true believers. You don't speak for true Christians. You may speak for the whore of Babylon, but you don't speak for me. So, you can unite with Islam. I just want to go straight into, because it's 10:53 already, just want to talk about Washington, D.C. for a little bit. Jeff Sessions, a grave, grave disappointment. Instead of this guy whipping out subpoenas for Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, and James Comey, this man is hell-bent on seizing private property from American citizens. He's a disgrace. I want that man... Trump better tell this guy, get me a subpoena by like August 1st, or you're out of here. He's been jerking off for 6 months. Going after marijuana users, wanting to ramp up seizing property, and yet letting these dirtbags walk free. I, for one, am running out of patience. And President Donald Trump, you better get your ass in gear, sir, because you're going to lose your independent base like me, who got you over the top. You promised the draining of the swamp. It hasn't been done. You promised to lower our taxes. That's not even on the table, because you're telling us health care, which is really health insurance, federal control of health insurance, needs to be repealed and replaced, which it ain't really being repealed. It's not really being replaced. You're just changing the name and you're tweaking little nuances. You're no different than Muhammad creating Islam through the Hebrew and Christian scriptures. He plagiarized, he took most of the tenets, he tweaked them a little bit here and there. And said, oh, I got a new religion for you. Oh, you don't like it? I'm going to kill you and enslave you. Same breath here. Oh, you don't like federal control? Oh, okay, well, you know what I'm going to do? You don't have continuous coverage? You're going to get a 30% surcharge. I'm not going to charge you, but you're going to pay the insurance companies directly. Oh, you want really, really, really great health insurance coverage? Okay, We're going to keep the Cadillac tax in, even though the Republicans last year, knowing Obama was going to veto it, promised to take out that Cadillac tax. Now it's still in there. We were promised an ending, a perpetual ending to funding Planned Parenthood, yet now it's just for one fiscal year. So at the end of that year, I guess, in starting year two, the federal government funds them again on our tax dollars. You promised no. You promised to increase competition by lowering state borders. I don't see that in the two new versions. You promised that our insurance premiums would be 100% tax deductible in the same way that corporations write them off. I don't see that on the table in these new versions. You're not keeping your promises. We are growing impatient. Only the Trump sycophants that worship you like a rock star. I love my president. I love my president. Oh, Donald Trump. I love him. Hey, look. I voted for him. He was the better choice. He's done several good things in 6 months. I'm not denying it. It's great. I hope he does more good things. His fulfillment of his promises is a win for us. I don't want to see him implode. I don't want to see him back down. But he's got to keep the promises that he's got to fight for it. And in a few areas, I don't see him doing it. Jeff Sessions, you need to be fired. Another good thing that Donald Trump is doing or wants just came up this morning. No transgenders in the military. Well, good, because there's no such thing as a transgender person. There's no such thing. I don't care if you get fake tits. I don't care if you chop your cock off. Your DNA says you're a man, you're a man. I don't care if you get your boobies chopped off. I don't care. You shave your head. I don't care you get a fake penis put on. I don't care. Your DNA says you're a woman. You are a woman. They are mentally ill. And up until the American Psychological Association, the APA, up until they were infiltrated and harassed to the point of almost violence, they always called homosexuality a mental illness. I don't see two male penguins humping. When two dogs do it, look closely, folks. There's never penetration. It has to do with domination. There are no homo dogs. There are no homo horses. There are no homo pigs. There are homo human beings through physical and psychological trauma, mostly as a child, and then there is also through social engineering, there is choice. They choose to live that way. They choose to live in perversion. They choose to live in abomination. They choose to turn their backs on nature and people of a mental disorder, be it transgenderism or schizophrenia, you don't belong in military positions. Folks, we need to get it right. We need to get it right. We don't need religious leaders telling us that we need to blend with other fake, false religions. And we don't need Christendom to tell us to ignore the scriptures. Just believe, and you get your ticket to paradise punched. It doesn't work that way. My name is Michael B. This is the Truth Zone. Tomorrow I'll continue with the 9 government conspiracies proven and verified.